Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you live from an undisclosed location. Not because I'm in danger of anybody coming over and doing anything, but because, just imagine I'm wherever you are right now. How about that? That's it. I'm in a room. You're in a room or in a car. And that's a kind of a room. Especially nowadays, cars are more and more, the more luxury a vehicle gets, the more it kind of just looks like you took your living room couch with you for a spin outside and you put a box around it. So, and a window also. And then like the windshield is basically your television screen. And that's kind of what, that's a car. A car, especially when it gets to self-driving. Once it gets to self-driving, first it's going to be that you just sit in your car like it's a living room, and then watching the world go by is going to be television. And that's going to be nice until they inevitably ruin it and actually put an LED screen instead of your windshield that you can then you'll just be plugged in to advertising 24. Like no matter what, no matter where you go, we all know what's coming. They're going to pretend as we go into this precipice that's not going to happen. But 20, 30, 50 years from now, who knows the rate of change? It depends on a lot of stuff. Another epidemic, some other crisis, some bullshit, right? But sooner or later, everything will be ads. They're going to put ads in your fucking eyeballs if they can, right? If you want to get some free contact lenses, then, you know, you can just get contact lenses as long as you're willing to sit down for 5 minutes of ads before you actually wear them. And then there you go. They're itching to do that. And by they, I mean like any entrepreneurial douchebag who is more concerned with getting some money than the ethics of how they get it. And that's kind of it. Anything, any questions? We know those guys running around everywhere with their slick back hair and their stupid, you know, chiclet teeth grins, their artificially whitened tic-tac teeth smiles. Those guys with their collars that look all neat, they never have a bad day. Like they never wake up and they kind of don't want to do it. They're always just perky, They have the personality, these guys, of my 16-year-old tits, just perky, bright, bushy-tailed, ready for action, looking over the edge of the bra, like, hey, what's going on out there? Is that the whole world at my fingertips? Entrepreneurial guys, it's, you know, I respect that they exist. It's good. They build things, right? They're like, there are little worker bee humans, and they go around and they make containers because they're organizers. All of these guys are organizers. They love organizing. They organize people. They engineer ways of interacting. They engineer institutions to work a certain way. They engineer shit. And we just go around in it and make honey or something, you know, make the honey of commerce happens within those little chambers of socially engineered markets, marketplaces, and things like that. And that's great. That's good. But they are irritating. They're annoying. They're annoying. I'm really glad they tend to be the kind of people that get up like at 6 in the morning, because it's almost like evolution made it that way. I bet you the guys like that would wake up around 10 with the rest of us were murdered immediately. They probably got killed during the French Revolution. They got guillotined out of existence. They got wiped out. They got wiped out because nobody wants to wake up. Nobody who wakes up at 10, 11, noon, 1, you know, like me, wants that kind of positivity that early. Go get up at 6. Get up at 6 a.m. and just go and do everything. And it's great because they're kind of out of everybody's hair by the time the rest of the world gets up. Everything works the way that's most efficient. We may not like it, but things kind of have a habit of just becoming efficient. It's partly because of those guys, and they're so annoying. But without them, you wouldn't have certain things. That's great. I understand it. It would, if you want to see what it's like to not have a lot of those guys, or have enough of those guys that have any kind of advantage in life, any privileges, any opportunities. If there's no opportunities for those guys, then things start to be more like countries with no infrastructure that is good, where people are just kind of partying, and then on a boat, and then like the whole dock just fucking explodes because somebody forgot to clean up a mound of pig shit in a storage area, and then methane built up, and then and then everything exploded because somebody lit up a crack pipe behind the building where the pork pig shit is, because nobody was there with code, you know, checking that everything was up to code, and nobody was complaining about the smell because it was bad for their business. Nobody gives a fuck about the business when the economy tanked and nothing works and it doesn't matter, right? So, you know, these guys perform a function. I appreciate them, but mostly I appreciate that they live, wake up, and do things during a time of day that I'm either fast asleep during or have stayed up all night, broken night, and kind of pass them on the way to bed. The birds are chirping. It's 5 a.m. I'm going to sleep. They're up. They're ready to make it happen, like little elves, like little brownies, just running around, little magic people before everybody's awake. And that's great. But anyway, what was I even talking about? Who the hell knows? Entrepreneurial guys. Damn it. What was I talking about? Let's go back a little bit. Right. Anyway, infrastructure, guys, goes. I guess that's kind of been on my mind because things do seem to be working a little less efficiently in this country lately. If you could say anything, I mean, you could say that is absolutely what's happening. You can argue that whether or not we're going to all perish in some kind of like AI created conflagration, we're all going to just die in a fiery nuclear holocaust because of artificial intelligence eradicating us from the planet. We could argue back and forth, but people argue about not necessarily climate change, but they argue about like the ways and means of mitigating it, and how, and saving people, and et cetera. People argue about a lot of things, but you know, you can't. People basically argue that, especially now that Trump elected second term, non-consecutive, which makes it even worse somehow, or not worse, but you know, it really drives the point home that he's there, and that's not going anywhere, and no amount of media manipulation is going to change it. So. It really drives the point home, though, that he's there, and that whatever that, you know, that sentiment is there, and whether or not you think it's valid, it's there to stay, and you got to deal with it democratically, hopefully. But anyway, but what we can argue about is that things are not working as good. And there could be many reasons for that. I'm not sure. I mean, a lot of things are getting automated away. Somebody broke this, I think Gene actually broke this down to me about AI, right? So AI is basically like a cognitive, it automates cognitive functions like executive assistant jobs, things like that. With robots, it could flip burgers at McDonald's, etc., right? So up until recently, you could say that AI could replace anybody who with let's say like an 80 IQ and below, right? That's your average burger flipper at McDonald's, at Burger King. And so most people didn't feel threatened. But now the AI has gotten a little more sophisticated, and it's getting to the point where it could possibly soon, already has kind of, sort of here and there, can replace people of average intelligence. And that's basically most of us. Basically most of us. Even entrepreneur guys. They're not, those guys are not super intelligent. Like, they're not characterized by intelligence. We think that because, you know, it's a capitalist society. We just associate all the, you must have every virtue if you're successful in this society. But that's an assumption you make. You look into it, you realize that, no, it's not really about that. It's about who you know and who your privileges that you kind of start out with. You got a trust fund. You where do you live? You have access to shit, right? If you do have a certain kind of personality, like are those entrepreneur guys, and I don't think that personality is you're born with it or not, but if you fall into the entrepreneur douche factory, which is like a, it's like a social process, so if you fall into the right entry level job or social group in good graces or some shit, and you don't fuck it up and you realize what you got and you stick with it and you do whatever they say and you become what they want you to become and you move up the ranks and you take the responsibilities they give you and you work, you know, then you become this guy. And that doesn't mean you're intelligent. It means that you're just not a complete fucking idiot in the sense that you know a good thing when you got it. And so you don't let it go. You don't rest on your laurels. You don't take it for granted. You don't fuck it up. You just fucking go. In other words, people not like me. I've had opportunities to become a person, not really an entrepreneur guy, but maybe more of a pretty well-paid bureaucrat. I've had that chance. I had that shining, you know, goalpost in the distance, and I hated the process. I didn't want to become that, because you're going to become something in your life. You're gonna become, and it's, that's kind of the issue, is that culturally a lot of people don't want to become anything. They're afraid to become, because becoming means that you have to realize that who you are isn't real and is fluid. It's not static, and that who you are is meaningless in a sense, right? Is not something you can rely on, right? So if you can't depend on who you are, right, who what is anything, right? And then, so rather than go into that spiral, which most people call becoming mature and coming out the other side, realizing all the kinds of things about identity and, you know, what it means and what we aren't really and are, blah, what meaning and blah, philosophy, blah, blah, blah. Rather than do that, we have all decided, and I say decided lightly, but we've all been encouraged by, I don't know, you know, company, corporations, the culture, this kind of American culture to not become, to not do, to stay, to live in a perpetual form of arrested development, where you're kind of a child, and I don't mean, you know, I'm doing it, right? You're kind of a kid, and in a sense, you're also gaining encouraged to do that, because that's kind of that's the marketplace now. The marketplace is cultural outputs that are for childlike adults. You get into games and video games and this and that, right? So you know what, and then so you just stay there, and you never, and the thing is, it's like the thought of becoming something like a mother, a father, right, a gainfully employed but like high level management, where you can't just drag your feet and act like, you know, I'm just fucking here for the money, man. Where you're a manager and you're in charge of shit and you got to fucking own up to it and be an adult. That kind of stuff is, it means that you have to become somebody. You have to become a better version of yourself, which means it's, and that's antithetical to to now, to the culture, because it means two things. It means that who you are now is garbage, and also who you are now isn't even who you are. It's fake. So I think that's scary for me, especially now. Women, I think the way women don't want to grow up is having kids, I think, in a way. And I'm not, that's obviously not for every woman. It's a very personal thing, but I think there's a lot of women who, you know what, I'm not even gonna say that. I'll just speak for myself, right? I'll take the last part back. My bad. I don't want to just project out and just say the world is a certain way. It's just me thinking that way, right? So I didn't want to be a mom for most of my life, and I think thinking back, it's because of that. It's because I didn't want to grow up. I didn't want to become a mama. Becoming a mom is, I mean, you don't even have a name anymore. You're a mom. You're just some bitch. You're some mom bitch, right? You're a MILF. You're a mom. The best you can do is that somebody wants to fuck you. Then you go from mom to MILF briefly. And then post-clarity puts you right back at mom. Anyway, so it doesn't even work. It's temporary. It only works for as long as the there's no post nut clarity. As long as the guy isn't, you know, to jerk off to completion, you're still a MILF and therefore not quite a mom. You can be something more. You can aspire to MILF. Anyway, but yeah, we can all agree that I think. I don't like making sweeping claims, but I feel I hear it enough, and not even just online, but like in life, even though those could be people influenced by online and just saying it because of it. But, you know, things are not working. I see it, right? Things, planes are falling out of the sky, right? Things are on fire. Railways are getting derailed and spewing chemical runoff everywhere. And floods are happening in Texas, and people are dying that didn't have to die but are because of some fuck up with you know, on the state level or federal level, where they were, I think the thing with the Texas floods is that the camp where all those girls got basically swept away and drowned is because that camp lobbied to get their campsite taken off the flood zone map. So that just kind of snowballed into a lot of things, basically, that, you know, that wasn't taken so seriously. A lot of things happened, right? But it seems like a part of the Texas flood tragedy was due to incompetence and lack of accountability and people not doing their fucking job. And that's what I'm saying. It's, most of us are those people. Most of us are fuck-ups. And so we hate bureaucrats. We hate entrepreneur douches. But at the very least, they have an almost Nazi-ish level of attention to detail and organization, and they're not accountable, though. I wouldn't say they have a default level of accountability. You don't just look at them and go, these people are so fucking morally good, right? It's more like, they love processes and mechanics and things to run, and they like being cogs in a wheel. It's satisfying, I think, to them. And then the entrepreneurs, they like to turn on the little buttons that make those things go and just add little features and a little thing and a little product and a little service and a thing and a this and a that and a blue and a grift and a though. So without those people, I think at first these institutions wouldn't exist, right? But then I think with those people adding more and more and more shit, more features to things that aren't broken, and you know, looking past a couple of things here and letting a couple things slide there, then it becomes what we're experiencing now, where you got a bunch of people basically undermining the organization that we did have, and now we're all fucked. Homelessness, right? Do I even need to enumerate all this shit? And then, you know, we don't have any way to talk about it, really. Podcasting is a blip in the history of public dialogue. This was a freak of nature. They didn't intend for people to actually start talking to each other. Podcasting is on the way out already. That's, you know, celebrities are getting into it. Politicians are getting into it. They're going to drown out conversation, and we're going to be left with entertainment, which is what we had before on television. So, and radio. And radio used to be probably, I bet radio had a moment too where people were talking to each other. It was dialogue, people calling in, and then it turned into entertainment, right? People would call in, but they would call into radio programs for a song and to get a chance to get tickets to Ozzy Osbourne concert, RIP. So what does that even mean? I don't know. Nothing, but that's where we're at. And podcasting is had a moment, I think, and that's it. It's over. I think, especially I think with the Trump thing, that was it. This now it's going to start trailing off. There's going to be less and less people speaking their mind. There are people trying to go against that. The only thing I have in mind now, it's because I've been watching it lately, is that two-way YouTube channel with Mark Halpern, who was, you know, Me Too'd, I think, years ago. And I guess started his own platform, and now he's just building it, right? But he has people call in, and it's like anybody can, literally anybody can go call in and say, speak their mind, ask a question, say a thing, and they don't jump down their throat. They challenge them sometimes, but they let them talk. And that's the closest now we have. And it's not even people really talking. It's a panel with a moderator, Mark Halpern, who is taking questions and guiding the conversation. So, and that's, you know, that's pretty close to something. It's better than just the entertainment, but entertainment is coming. Entertainment comes and just washes away any meaningful dialogue people could have to learn about each other, to learn about themselves and who they are and where they, and what they want to be and what they want to see for where they live, the people around them and what they value, and just to see them, to see themselves reflected with clarity within a conversation by expressing themselves and hearing themselves talk and understand, like gaining a deeper understanding of yourself and the place you live in, you know, the shit that's supposed to matter, allegedly, that's going to get washed away. It's going to be entertainment. We're going back to Jerry Springer. That's basically it. You're going to see more and more bullshit entertainment. And you know what? Hey, I think entertainment, I work in entertainment. Entertainment, you know, on a pretty low level, but entertainment is great. I think entertainment, it's a form of, it's art. It's kind of like where art meets corporate culture, which kind of sucks, but it is art. It's clowning. It's you're seeing clowns. Ozzy Osbourne was a clown. If you really look at him, he was just a really great clown. If whatever you do well, people in entertainment, you know, people can come to appreciate because it's, I think, one of the more interesting things about entertainment. It's fucking great. Jerry Springer was amazing. He was a genius. That was a brilliant television. It was fantastic, hilarious. You got little people stripping, and you got the Klan sitting there talking shit and expressing them their views. You got goths getting makeovers, right? Entertainment is also something we produce and we consume. We like it. It's trashy. It feels good. It's like cake. What, are we not gonna have cake? The problem is when it's all cake and you get nothing. You got no, where's the meat and potatoes, right? Or if you're vegan, where's the texturized vegetable protein and the tubers? Organic. Ugh. Vegans are a bunch of ghouls as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, but look, what I'm saying is, if you're listening to this, thanks for listening, because this is going to go extinct soon, this kind of interaction. So now we have a lot of distraction, especially now the Epstein shit, and then Trump's just throwing out just all these, the administration, who I don't know who the fuck is doing it, but just now it's just active distraction, right? They're like, hey, what about the Epstein thing? You said we were Epstein. Trump's like, what? oh, here's the MLK files, all of them. There you go. You're welcome. We were like, that's not what we wanted. What? Who the fuck cares about MLK? What the fuck is going on? Tell us about the fucking thing, right? And then you got Hunter Biden coming on a podcast on Channel 5 for 3 hours or something like that. Is that, that's like nepotism also, right? It's like these, all these little nepo babies, like Elon Musk's trans daughter coming out right after, you know, and just trying to take advantage of the limelight from being associated with him, and then starting a whole, fuck, I don't even know what the fuck she's doing. She started a dance company or some shit? I don't know. I just saw her on TikTok doing a lot of dancing and just autistically gyrating over there. And, you know, that's... all these little nepo babies, at this point, the only hope for a career they have is to keep their fingers crossed that their parents fuck up, and then they can quickly, the minute they make a, you know, splash in the headlines, quickly start a TikTok or an OnlyFans or something, and then just rake in the dough real quick. Just watch fucking somebody's kid just finger themselves just because their parent got arrested for tax evasion or some shit, embezzlement, some kind of pyramid scheme. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if these nepo kids start calling the feds on their parents just to expose them so that they can have a chance at a career. Who knows if the parents are even, they're not even down with it. Like, hey, you know, we've had a good run, but, you know, we're probably going to get caught soon. So why don't you call the feds on us? And then once you do that, you start an OnlyFans, make $2 million, bail me out of jail, and then we go to Cancun like we planned for the summer. Do rich people still go to Cancun? I think that might be a poor person thing now. It all depends. Well, it all depends, right? New York City can be a rich person thing if you have an aerial drone and you never have to touch the ground. You could just fly from one high rise to the next, or do one of those sky bridges like they just started building. Yeah. Anyway, that was my rant for today. So thanks for joining me on the Melissa Diaz Report. Today was the first of a series of Thursday editorials where I just pick a theme and then just string it all together, talk some shite. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully you get something out of it, even if it's just a friendly voice in the void. And that's it. That's all I got to say for today. I'll see you next Monday. You'll hear from me next Monday anyway. And nice to hear from you. Did I hear from you? No, I didn't. All right. Sorry. Okay. Listen, let's start this over again. Thanks for tuning into the Melissa Diaz Report. I've been Melissa Diaz. Thanks for listening. Tune in on Monday. I'll be back bitching about the news. Anyway, thanks again. Bye-bye.